True Twins team. Well, today we went out for a walk early in the morning. It was a rather blustery, kind of rainy day, so I feel like I just blew in from the North Pole for Christmas.
Yeah.
So that's where we're kind of at. We're in December and Christmas is approaching. And, oh, look at our title, Miraculous Proof.
Miraculous Proof.
Miraculous Proof of what? Let's see. But first, before we do anything, we'll start off in prayer.
Dear Holy Father, we glorify you. We thank you, Father, for this day, for this production, for the body of Christ working as one with you, Lord, that we are all able to become the true people that we were created to be. We thank you, Father, for your love, and we love our neighbors as ourselves, and we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. We ask this now, that this production is a benefit to the kingdom of God and to the people that hear it. We ask this now, we all say, amen.
Amen. So today we're going to kind of go over, we like scientific things, and we think that a lot of times people who don't know if there's a God or not, they're kind of curious. They tend to find God when they go to science because they see him in the science and they go, whoa, if he's that intricately wrapped in quantum physics and the quantum, then whoa, there must be something to it. So we're going to start off and see miraculous proof, like scientific proof that Jesus was the Messiah, he is the Messiah, and what you can learn. So here we go.
Peter W. Stoner was a mathematician and astronomer who taught at Pasadena City College and later chaired the science division of Westmont College. He wrote the book Science Speaks, where he applied probability theory to biblical prophecies about the Messiah.
Right, this man's really interesting. We've pretty much documented, we've looked, that there's at least 300 prophecies that were fulfilled by the birth of Jesus. Some say maybe 550 prophecies, although some may be not here yet. They're in Revelations, they're coming, so they haven't really been fulfilled. But let's go on to see. So we're hearing this brilliant scientist who's done statistical studies on the probability of Jesus being able to, or any man, it wouldn't just be Jesus, it would be any man in history, to fulfill all the prophecies that were fulfilled through Jesus. So let's look at the mathematical statistics on this subject.
It says, imagine Texas, its entire sprawling landscape, from the dusty deserts to the bustling cities, covered in silver dollars 2 feet deep. Somewhere in that ocean of coins, one coin has been marked. You stir them all up, mile after mile, until every trace of order disappears. Now picture Jesus blindfolded, dropped anywhere in that vast expanse. The wind whirls across the plains as he kneels, stretches out his hand, and picks up a single coin. The odds of him lifting the one marked coin on this first try is the same as a single person fulfilling all 8 ancient prophecies by coincidence alone. It's beyond improbable. It's miraculous.
Right. So there, well, we see part of it. It would be because really the quantum fits into it. You notice the attraction was really there because it's like how our faith is used to attract what we want when we pray. As you noticed in the picture, Jesus's faith was such that he, if we were doing, it's kind of obviously make-believe, that he says, yes, I'm the Messiah. It's kind of like when Peter said, if it's you, ask me to walk on the water. And so Jesus said, it's me, come.
Yeah.
And so basically Jesus is saying to the coin, it's me, I'm the Messiah, I'm the one who fulfills the prophecy. I'm the one who is miraculous.
Yeah, it's beyond probability.
Beyond probability. It's like...
I mean, it had to have God orchestrate it in order to have it happen.
Right, because if
so you... So that proves that there is a God.
Right.
And a God of creation.
Right, and if you look at it, if you thought of the whole state of Texas being covered with 2 feet of coins, and then miraculously a person, but it would have to, the person would have to be Jesus, is dropped in the middle, and he finds the coin that fulfills everything.
Right.
So let's go on and see what else we can learn mathematically.
It says the probability of two specific messianic prophecies being fulfilled by Jesus is considered extremely low when analyzed through a statistical lens. For instance, the probability of one person fulfilling just 8 Old Testament prophecies is estimated at 1 with 28 zeros. And there's the number.
Right, and if
beyond probability.
If you look at that, I'm not even sure.
For it to happen by chance.
I was kind of going, okay, hundreds, thousands, millions, billions, trillions. And then I kept going and going, and I go, well, what does it go up to? I wasn't really sure, and I didn't look it up to gazillions.
I don't know. It's beyond our probability.
Right, it's like a gazillion chance that Jesus would become the Messiah and fulfill the prophecies. Well, we're going to look
without God putting his hand in it.
Right. If he was not the Messiah,
if there was no God, it wouldn't happen. There wouldn't be an earth. There wouldn't be physical. It wouldn't exist.
Right.
And if that proves, if you have any logic, and it proves that the God of creation does exist and is orchestrating and has rules, and we need to figure out what those rules are. It's the laws of physics, the laws of the spirit realm, and all that.
So we're going to look at just two prophecies that you probably have heard of, because there's no way in saying, oh, I don't know, because especially if you live in America, because Christmas comes and people sing Christmas carols, there's Christmas stories on the television, and so we are told a lot of the things. So now we know the probability of this occurring isn't, except with God.
Yeah.
So let's see what these two prophecies are that I found unique, and there's like 300 of them, but we're just going to kind of tap on to two.
It says in Isaiah 7:14, a virgin birth. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Matthew directly links Jesus' birth to Isaiah prophecy in Matthew 1:22-23, a supernatural event made even more amazing in that it was predicted hundreds of years earlier. And also in Numbers 24:17, a Christmas star. A star will come out of Jacob. A scepter will rise out of Israel. During this early and formational time in Israel's history, a star is predicted out of Jacob, pointing to a king. This may have been one of the prophecies that started the Magi on their journey. I'm sure it was.
Right, and so it
because they knew that Magi had been the Israelites when they were taken to Babylon, and also when they were part of Persia. The Magi were really men of studying all the sciences, and Daniel was the head dude. He was created. The king put him ahead of all the Magi at the time when Israel was in Persia. And he brought the Bible to them, and they read the prophecies, and they read all that, and they lined it all up. Even men of probably not, they knew that there was a God, and they believed in God, I'm sure.
Right.
Or God wouldn't have communicated with them, probably. Or they wouldn't be able to be communicated with.
What I liked about these two prophecies, the first one was a virgin birth. Well, as far as I know, as far as all the research I've been able to do, there has never ever been another virgin birth. So the probability of that occurring is zero.
Beyond
God. And the other one is, it's kind of interesting because last week we kind of taught a bit on the Magi that came to see Jesus and the star. And it's interesting that when the star, which is not really a star because it was kind of interesting, it didn't, like normally when you have a planet or a star, it has a specific order. It doesn't kind of go and then stop and then switch a different direction and then stop and then go a different way and then stop. That never's happened.
When it wasn't a comet or anything like that, comets don't do that either.
Right, comets. What it was the Shekinah glory of God lighting up the path, just like he did with the children of Israel when they left Egypt. He guided them by day and night. And so here he's guiding the Magi to come see the new Messiah. And the odds of this, because we have to go, it's back in Numbers, way before it happened, they said, this is what's going to happen. So whoever's the Messiah, this will have to be fulfilled. And lo and behold, this magical star, which I believe is the Shekinah glory of God, stops above Jesus' home.
Right, in Bethlehem.
And leads the Magi there. And the probability of that happening is like impossible. So what we want you to know is, now that it's Christmas, Jesus has done the miraculous. He's died for your sins and risen again. And he's offering you this present. It's Christmas, and he's saying, take this present of salvation and get the key to heaven.
He is the Messiah.
For eternity. So we've shown you mathematically why it's so amazing. So go study all the prophecies, see this one man fulfilled them all. And you say, well, how does that prove that he's the Messiah? Well, nobody else has done it. And if you believe Numbers, then you would go, this is miraculous. Yes, he's the Messiah.
Right.
He did so many things. So if it's Christmas and you're thinking, well, what would I do? What if Jesus came to ask you a question, or you had a question for him? What would the question be? His question would be, here, please open my gift. So what is your response back to Jesus? And we're thinking,
you're saying yes.
Yes, but we're letting you respond. But
we love you, Lord.
As we close, we're going to give you kind of a close, and then we won't really pop back in. But it has to do with Mary, the mother of Jesus. She kind of kept all these miraculous things in her heart about Jesus, and she thought about it. So as you watch our last little segment, we want you to think about Jesus. Think of all the things he's done, all he has to offer, and make this gift, this Christmas that he gives you, that you accept it, you open it, and you enter into his kingdom, and then you have his grace helping you through your daily life. Anything else you'd like to say?
Everything's good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Like and subscribe.
Truth wins.
You know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So now you know the truth, that just as the rabbi from Burbank went to prove Jesus was not the Messiah by looking at all the prophecies, instead he changed his whole life and went,
right.
Wow.
The rabbi from Burbank, that was a great book.
He goes, wow, this is amazing that all these prophecies that are mathematically, statistically impossible to occur have. And
well, they occurred, but they're for them to all line up under one person. And for that one person to be successful in all these prophecies coming to fulfill in his life and for him.
Yeah, don't pass them by. Take them this Christmas. Open the gift of salvation.
It's proven beyond comprehension.
So we're going to close with this happy note of, and then we'll see you again. Well, I guess we'll see you on Christmas Eve. Oh, what we missed. I forgot that.
Oh, well, there is one more thing here.
These are
10 of the most spectacular happenings or scriptures that became fulfilled in Jesus' life. He came from Bethlehem as a prophecy for that. He was a prophet. He's of the line of Jesse in the house of David, and he was the Messiah, King of heaven and earth, special presence of the Holy Spirit. He was, he had the Holy Spirit at full, and preceded by a messenger,
John,
and as his ministry of miracles. He had miracles beyond the book is able to contain them all. And it says, wise men gave him gifts. Yes, wise men. The Magi gave him the three kinds of gift. And there was, as we've studied, saying that there was a whole horde of wise men that showed up. And he said he was to enter Jerusalem on a donkey. Right. For that to happen is, for all those things, those just the 10, for them to happen is...
Right.
Amazing.
Well, and it's odd that they would choose such a thing, like he'd enter on a colt that hadn't been ridden, and that would occur.
And if you read the scripture, Jesus told the disciples to go to the house or whatever it was on the street and untie this, and he said to them, if they say anything about it, he said the master needs it, something like that, and I'm sure he would bring it back, and he probably goes, yeah.
So right. So that's just a little bit more of prophecy about Jesus. But now we'll go, now that we've
given you this very nice video.
But we wanted you to see that really that there are, that's just 10 of them. There's 300 of them. So we want to encourage you to go. You can Google it. It makes it really easy. Before we had to really dig deep and study. Go find them in the Bible, read them all, and see how amazing it is. And go, I'm not passing this gift up this Christmas. I'm taking it and opening it and making it part of my life. So here we go off to our...
Glory to God.
Our final thing for real, and we'll see you next week.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Your baby boy is Lord. did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect love?
Oh Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentile, and the glory of thy people Israel. Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel.
Is the grave.